Jesus is risen. Risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We walked through Lent and Holy Week, and now here we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I don't mean to be rude, but I am curious, why are you here? I mean, why are you at church today on Easter? What I really mean is this: what does this story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ have to do with you? Why do you care? I'm curious about this because being a human for about 50 years now and spending a lot of time with other humans during that 50 years, I have noticed that we as humans tend not to care about things unless we can see how it really impacts us. Now, that doesn't make us incredibly selfish. It's just the human condition. We care about what impacts us the most. No judgment, just curious. I recently listened to a stand-up comedian who explained this human condition in a really funny way, which I guess is the job of a comedian. But in his stand-up act, he was talking about the American national response to COVID. He said, we heard about this disease when it showed up in China, and Americans were like, some people in China are really sick. And then it turned up in Italy, and then in Seattle, and then in New York. And we were like, oh well, gotta go to work, gotta go to school or the mall. We just didn't really care yet. But then we heard Tom Hanks had it. And we were all like, oh my God, Tom Hanks has COVID. Get all the toilet paper you can and stay inside forever. Suddenly, Tom Hanks, who was apparently very relatable, this person who felt a lot like an average American guy, had this crazy new disease. And then everybody in America began to take it seriously. Okay, not everybody, but that's a different sermon. The point is, when we don't see how a situation can impact us, we are prone to not care about it very much. When something feels distant, we can ignore it. But when it's close to home, we tend to wake up and engage and focus. Then we tend to be present. So back to my question, why are you here? How does this story of the resurrection of Jesus impact you? Why do you care? Now, perhaps you are here because you really need this beautiful music. And that makes sense to me because this choir is amazing. And thank you to Gabe and Alex and Matt who are visiting with us. We are so grateful for your gifts and that you're sharing them with us today. Or maybe you are here because you needed some joyful exuberance. Maybe you're here because this place is beautiful. The flowers, the altar. Thank you to the Flower Guild and to the Altar Guild. because this is gorgeous. Maybe you are here for your beautiful Easter dress, or for a family gathering, or maybe your parents made you come to church. Or maybe you are here for all of that, and that makes a lot of sense to me. But I'm curious if that's really the whole of it, because I think there is something that draws us to an Easter service in an almost unconscious way. Something about it that is so relatable, something that we feel could really impact us. Friends, did you know that life is 80% repair? That is what one of my favorite parenting experts, Dr. Becky, says. That fact made me both laugh out loud and cry a little, because it's true. 20% of the time in life, we are creating and building and dreaming, relaxing and enjoying the things that we care about. And then the other 80% of the time, we are fixing the stuff we care about that got broken. Life is 80% repair. At our jobs, in our relationships, our homes, our communities, our families, our kids, most of the time we find ourselves in the work of repairing brokenness. And friends, repair takes a lot of energy. Repair can be hard, because when we are repairing things that have been broken, we have to really show up and pay attention. We have to manage, direct, advocate. We have to find solutions to the problem and then do the work of mending and fixing. That is the work of repair. And then we have to hope. We have to hope that what we did was enough. And sometimes it isn't. Sometimes, no matter how much we do this work of repair, the things that we care about don't get fixed. Relationships end. We lose our job. Our kids don't talk to us for a few days until they need a ride somewhere. But sometimes, no matter what we do, the things that we care about don't get repaired, and that is really, really hard. Life is 80% repair, and the work of repairing the things we care about can be exhausting. So back to my question, how does this story of the resurrection of Jesus impact you? Why do we care? Jesus was kind and loving. He took care of the poor and ate with sinners. He spoke truth to power. He healed people who were sick. He spent a lot of time repairing things that were broken. And he taught his disciples how to do the same. Jesus prepared us well to do the work of repair. In our gospel today, Mary and the others who go to the grave and see it's empty, they are terrified and overwhelmed because it all feels so broken. And they don't know how to fix it. You see, they don't yet understand the reason Jesus isn't there. They don't know that the brokenness has already been repaired. They don't know yet that he is risen. But we do. We already know the end of the story. And maybe that is what this story has to do with us. Maybe that's why we care. Because today we all came here to hear a story about how something tragically broken was amazingly repaired. And here is the thing, we didn't have to do it. Imagine that. Something got repaired and fixed and we didn't have to do it. On Friday, Jesus died, and now, 3 days later, we get to show up and celebrate that brokenness got repaired. Because in the story, the stone is rolled away. Jesus is no longer in the grave, but it says Jesus has gone ahead of them. Repair. Alleluia. Alleluia. So today, we get to proclaim that love is stronger than death. And we get to sing, and we get to gather and share a meal and exclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia. And that feels good. Because life is 80% repair, and repairing stuff is exhausting. Winter, the cold short days, the lack of sunlight in the gray sky, the barren trees and dead grass, that got fixed too, repaired. And we didn't have to do anything about it. Winter passes every year, and yet every year when I see the first signs of spring, it feels like a miracle. Mostly because something got repaired and I didn't have to do anything about it. I didn't have to make calls to the season customer service center and then waiting on hold for an hour demand that spring return. I didn't have to have a hard conversation with Father Winter and demand that he respect the boundaries of the earth and let the flowers bloom again. Spring, it just returned, and I didn't have to do anything to make it happen. Life is 80% repair. And that's why I think we are here. I think that is what this story of resurrection has to do with us, because we all need to be reminded that sometimes things get repaired without us fixing or mending or managing anything. Sometimes we need to be reminded of the 20% of life that doesn't demand repair from us. And in those moments, we should celebrate it and soak it in. The music, the prayers, the communion, the celebration, this is what will give us the strength and the courage we need to show up for the other 80% of life that is about repair. The 80% of life that demands we do the hard work, that we're fully engaged in repairing things we care about. Today is about resurrection, but the rest of the story of Jesus is all about repair. Feeding the poor, housing the homeless, freeing the oppressed, loving your neighbor. 80% of the Bible is about that. 80% of our Sundays are focused on what God is asking us to do to repair this broken world. But today is about hope. Hope that there is something bigger at work in this world than us. That sometimes things get fixed, repaired, resurrection happens, and spring returns. Today is just a 20% day, a day that demands nothing from us but to soak it in. Let it nourish us, strengthen us, give us hope and courage. And then refreshed and fed, we can show up and engage more fully in this beautiful, broken world that indeed impacts all of us with the hope and faith of resurrection, with the hope and faith in the possibility of repair, and with Mary and the disciples, even at the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia.